role of Chlamydia trachomatis in the etiological profile of chronic conjunctivitis in a tertiary care hospital. Introduction. Chronic conjunctivitis is an ocular surface manifestation of diversified etiology ranging from microbial infections to allergy, topical medication, irritants, acne, rosacea, malignancy, contact lens use and floppy eyelid syndrome, besides many others. It's characterized by conjunctival hyperemia and or discharge usually persisting for over 2 to 4 weeks. Reports from different geographic regions have varied etiology. However, microbial origin remains the leading cause, more so in developing countries with relatively inferior hygienic conditions. Limited studies have been carried out to unveil the etiology of chronic conjunctivitis in India, but most cases in the country still get symptomatic treatment without ascertaining the exact cause through appropriate laboratory confirmations. A case-control study was therefore designed to gauge the magnitude of bacterial etiology with due emphasis on chlamydia in outdoor patients of chronic conjunctivitis attending a tertiary care hospital in North India. Materials and methods. Selection of patients. 100 eyes of 50 consecutive patients of chronic conjunctivitis with complaints of itching, redness, irritation and discharge reporting to the outpatient department of Dr. R.P. Center for Ophthalmic Sciences were recruited for the study. 100 healthy eyes of 50 normal individuals were taken as controls. Eyes with chronic conjunctivitis of known etiology, that is vernal catarrh, phylloctennular conjunctivitis, chemical injuries, topical medications, chronic dacrocystitis and keratoconjunctivitis sicca were excluded. The mean age was 32.25 plus or minus 23.83, 9 to 56 years, 42 males and 8 females, and that of the controls was 32.5 plus or minus 20.34, 12 to 53 years, 41 males and 9 females. An informed consent was obtained from all patients. A careful clinical examination, including slit lamp biomicroscopy of the anterior segment of the eye and ocular adnexa, was done. Specimen collection and processing. Conjunctival swabs were collected from the superior oblique inferior palpebral conjunctiva with sterile cotton swabs and rolled onto glass slides to make the smear for 1. Gram stain, GM stain and C. trachomatis antigen detection. Separate conjunctival specimens and sterile cotton wool swabs were collected and inoculated on blood and chocolate agars for bacterial culture. While bacterial isolates were identified using recommended biochemical tests, C. trachomatis antigen was detected using a monoclonal-based direct immunofluorescence assay using the commercial kit as per the manufacturer's instruction. Briefly, the conjunctival smears were brought to room temperature. The smears were covered with 30 microliter of the FITC conjugated C. trachomatis murine monoclonal antibodies and incubated for 15 minutes at room temperature. The slides were washed in distilled water, air-dried, mounted and observed under the 100x objective of a fluorescent microscope. A positive and negative control smear provided with the kit was included with the test. Results. In GM-sustained smears, conjunctival smears of 94 eyes from cases and 20 eyes from controls showed polymorphonuclear cells, that is PMN. Mixed inflammatory response of PMN and lymphocytes were seen in 62 eyes from cases and in 3 eyes in controls. Eosinophilic predominance, that is allergic response, was seen in 37 eyes in cases and 4 eyes in controls. Chlamydial halberstader pervasive, that is HP inclusion bodies, were detected in 6 eyes from cases but none in control smears. Please refer to table / figure 1. In the immunofluorescence assay, chlamydia antigen alone was detected in 38 eyes, 21 patients, 17 bilateral and 4 unilateral, in the patient group and in 2 eyes unilateral in the control group. P was equal to or less than 0.0001. Chlamydial antigen detection along with bacterial culture positivity was seen in 13 eyes, 4 bilateral and 5 unilateral in the patient group and in 9 eyes in the control group. P-value was not significant. Please refer to table / figure 2 for this. Of the chlamydia antigen positive cases, 82% were above 20 years of age, whereas 18% were below 20 years of age. Bacterial culture was positive in 28 eyes from the patient group and in 19 eyes from the control group. P-value was not significant. Please refer to Table (Figure 3) for this. Staphylococcus was the predominant organism. Coagulase negative staphylococci were isolated in 21 cases. Coagulase positive staphylococci were isolated in 4. Diphtheroids were isolated in 2 and aerobic spore-bearing bacilli was isolated in 1 from the patients of chronic conjunctivitis. Discussion. Chronic conjunctivitis affects millions of people across the globe and it requires substantial medical attention to prevent long-term sequelae. Different studies have implicated diversified etiology, but infections remain one of the main causes, more so in developing countries. A cascade of diagnostic methods, including non-invasive exfoliative cytology, GMSA/gram staining, immunofluorescence and microbial culture in conjunction with clinical wisdom have been frequently used to establish etiology of chronic conjunctivitis. Cytological examination of the conjunctival scrapings revealed the nature of the inflammatory response. Predominance of neutrophils and lymphocytes usually point to bacterial and viral etiology, while eosinophilic predominance occurs in allergic conjunctivitis. In a study carried out in Wisconsin, the etiological agents in chronic conjunctivitis included chlamydiae 19%, viruses 14%, irritants 10%, allergies 7%, bacteria 7%, contact lenses 7%, acne rosacea 3%, and floppy eyelid syndrome 2%. In a cytological examination, Swenkel and Globochnik found neutrophils in as high as 37%, eosinophils in about 20%, and lymphocytes in just 13% cases of chronic conjunctivitis. Coagulase negative staphylococcus was the most predominant pathogen, 25%, and chlamydia was implicated in less than 7% cases in their study. On the contrary, our present study revealed greater than or equal to 38% positivity for C. trachomatis and 13% for those mixed with bacterial pathogen. In addition, 15% of them had positivity for bacteria. Previous studies from India and other Asian countries reported a high incidence of C. trachomatis in different forms of conjunctivitis, both in adults and in children, using the most sensitive restriction length polymorphism, that is RFLP, and nested polymerase chain reaction PCR. Madhavan reported 21% positivity for C. trachomatis and adenoviral etiology in 13.8% in cases of conjunctivitis and retinal inflammation in southern India. Zymalska and Zagorsk also reported high positivity, which was greater than or equal to 34% of chlamydia in cases of chronic conjunctivitis using the same method, DFA, as in the present case. The high incidence of chlamydial etiology in this part of India could be attributed to poor hygienic conditions and persistence of oculogenital chlamydial infections in the population at a much higher rate. With regards to bacterial etiology, we found a high incidence of coagulase negative staphylococci, but there was no significant difference between the cases and the control group. Staphylococcus epidermidis was isolated in 21% and in 18% in cases and controls respectively. However, superadded bacterial infection might have a role in pathogenesis in chronic conjunctivitis cases due to chlamydia. Our findings is in concordance with the most previous reports, although Grabson et al. Found very high percentage of coagulase negative staphylococci isolation from normal and inflamed conjunctiva. Assessment of allergic etiology in the present study was based on the observation of eosinophilic response in cytology, which was similar to previous observations. It is clear from the results of the present study and those reported elsewhere that chlamydia remains an important etiological agent in clinical cases of chronic conjunctivitis, although secondary bacterial infections may aggravate the disease. Extensive studies in different parts of India, however, are recommended to generate true epidemiological data that can represent a national index.